Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers!
What's up, guys?
Monday, and it's March.
Yeah, I'm always mad, though. But, you know, March is, yeah, it's that time of year. Start thinking about that bracket. Start getting some warmer weather. Springtime's almost here. There's still a lot of NBA to cover. A lot of games on Monday, March 2nd. And with me, my cohort, Ira Silver. All right, what's up, buddy?
My man, Josh, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I feel like I haven't spoken to you in like God knows how long. Like you're moving cross country. You are the new Florida man now, as opposed to the old Florida man.
Well, my name's Ira, so I'm a little old at heart. So
this is true.
You know, but
I mean, I haven't gotten arrested for like something crazy, like running through the streets naked on meth or anything like that.
Yeah, I haven't eaten a reptile on meth or anything like that. So right now, Florida hasn't gotten to me. But listen, it's March. It's madness time. So anything can happen, right?
Anything can happen. I love it. Welcome back. You have been sorely missed. Hoopballers, this is your regular Monday crew. I'm at Josh Millman. You can hit me up on Twitter at Josh Millman. Ira Silver is at Ira Silver Magic, and we on Twitter are at Hoopball Gaming. That is where we place all of our bets, all of our official wagers when we talk about these here games on this pod. So check us out, follow us on Twitter. You'll banter with us, it'll be a lot of fun. And also, this is a Hoopball presentation today in sports betting. And we are brought to you by our good friends at mybookie.ag. Head on over to mybookie.ag. That's where we're doing all of our betting this year. Make your deposits now and use the promo code TODAY, the word TODAY, T-O-D-A-Y. You will get a 50% match on your initial deposit up to $1,000 when you head on over to mybookie. Tell them Hoopball sent you. Tell them Josh and Ira sent you. And use that promo code TODAY. Get your up to $1,000 in deposit match. Play to my bookie. They've been great partners of ours. They'll be great to you as well. Great customer service. And anything you can possibly bet on is over at mybookie.ag. So again, promo code is TODAY, T-O-D-A-Y. Ira, we got 7 NBA games for this Monday. We are recording this on Sunday night, so not all these have lines. So we will go through as much as we can. We'll give some thoughts on these initial games. But again, as we just mentioned, follow us on Twitter. That's where all of our updates will be. And follow us along as we get into these games here. We'll start off with the Houston Rockets taking on the New York Knicks from Madison Square Garden. Seeing the line right now, 9.5 in favor of the Rockets, over under 230.5. Really not a whole lot going on in this one. The Rockets are on fire. They won 6 in a row. The West has been kind of all over the place, man. It's been wonky because people were writing off the Rockets for dead for a while, and then now they've gotten really hot at the right time. Westbrook's been out of his mind recently. He's been absolutely out of his mind. He's been amazing. And they're not beating slouches either. They've beaten the Jazz, they've beaten the Grizzlies, beaten the Celtics in Boston. This was on Saturday. That was a heck of a win in overtime. Celtics have been red hot also. And recently among that stretch, the Rockets also beat the Knicks in Houston, 123-112. So they cover that game by 11. And again, that was on Monday the 24th. So only about, yeah, a little more than a week. And so again, this one's 9.5. I don't know, Ira, just we saw a double-digit win here. Is there any reason to suspect, even though they're in New York, that things may change in this one?
Yeah, I mean, God, as you know, if you, you know, all the listeners out there, if you listen all the time and every day that I'm on it, I'm definitely not a Rockets believer. And 9.5 just seems like a lot of points going on the road to Madison Square Garden. Even though the Knicks aren't that great of a team, I just think the number's a little too high now. And I think that it might even approach 10 by tomorrow. Again, this is recording Sunday night, so check back in the morning or when you hear this, because the line might be a little bit more in favor of the Houston Rockets. But I'm going to go ahead and lock in the New York Knicks plus 9.5. I just think it's too many points for a young team, has legs. And I think they can definitely keep in the game. I would also look at a first half New York Knicks bet as well. It's probably going to be right around 5. I think that will be interesting. Josh, what do you think here?
What I'm thinking is that, yeah, I'm with you in with regards to the Knicks at home. They've been playing tough, and looking at the spreads, against the spreads on the year, you know, both teams are kind of playing 500 ball against the spread for the most part. So there's really no advantage there either way. The Knicks have been playing, I guess, respectable ball, if you will, ever since the All-Star break. So I don't think there's like a glaring advantage either which way. The Rockets are just red hot, though. Best offensive team in the league right now over their last 5 games in terms of offensive rating. But the Knicks haven't been bad. Knicks are kind of, middle of the pack there, 111.5 in offensive rating. Defense, both teams, Rockets have been pretty good. The Knicks, not so much. I'm with you that, like, it seems like a lot, just given that, you know, the Knicks are playing a little bit better. They might want to be out for a little bit of revenge. And this kind of feels a little bit like a letdown game, if you will, because we were just in Boston. They pulled out a big win in overtime against the Celtics. Now they go to New York. They got the Knicks. The game following that, the Clippers come to town. And that's a big one. That's a big one. So there's, you know, however much stock you take in the look-ahead theory, the Rockets might be looking ahead because they got a major one coming up on the Thursday after this one. So I don't know if you pay a whole lot of mind to that, Ira.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's not like college football where there's a look ahead game really, and it's only one a week. So I really like the Knicks side here, given the fact that they're at home, and I do think that you do bring up a good point with the Rockets looking ahead to play the Clippers in a marquee matchup there. So, yeah, I'm gonna go with the Knicks here plus 9.5 and hopefully try to wait out a little bit in the morning here on Monday and see if I can grab a 10, double digits. And, you know, if you can't and you don't get it in, maybe look to take the Knicks. If the Rockets get out early, take the Knicks plus 12, plus 13 live, plus 14, something like that. They've been okay at the live cover, so it's always a good post-flop play, if you will.
Ira and his live lines. I feel like Devin and I tried to like channel you here and there with your live lines, some of them. I don't remember if they all worked out, but like you're like the live line king, and we try to follow your lead, sir.
Live line king or degenerate galore, I don't know.
One of the two.
Yeah.
Let's move. We got some more games. The next one is the Portland Trailblazers in Orlando taking on the Magic. Orlando is a 7-point favorite here, over under 223. Not really an ideal game here, but the Magic have leaped past the Nets for the 7th seed in the East, almost by virtue of just not being as bad as the Nets have been recently. They just dropped one to the Spurs in San Antonio. Now they come back to play the Blazers. The Blazers have lost 3 in a row. Without Damian Lillard, this team has kind of been a train wreck. They are watching their postseason hopes just kind of fade away. And I don't know if Lillard is going to be back or not in this one. It's a little too early to tell right now. It seems like I think he's going to be out for another one unless we see or hear anything else. But yeah, it seems like he's got one more game before he makes it back onto the court. So with that said, though, seven always seems like seven's a kind of a big line for an Orlando team that hasn't really been playing that great either. You know, it's hard for me to fathom just because they're 11-18-1 at home against the spread this year. The Blazers have been terrible against the spread both at home and the road. So this, I can already sense where this one's going, Ira, but just confirm my belief that this is a game that we want nothing to do with.
Yeah, I don't really want anything to do with this game, but I will point out, I just think that the Orlando Magic should probably not be laying 7 points to anybody in the league. That includes the New York Knicks, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and so on and so forth. So against the Portland Trailblazers, who could get hot at any moment with CJ McCollum and the cast of characters over there, I'm going to go ahead and say that if you're going to lean any way here, it'll probably be the Portland Trailblazers plus 7. I'd also look to the under of 223 here. I just think traveling west to East Coast, Magic probably not going to be super up for this one as well. I'd look for the under of 223 here, and I think the number is a little bit inflated just because they wear the name the Trailblazers.
I think that's pretty fair at this point. Just kind of an ugly game. It's not one that I'm looking forward to from like a betting standpoint or just a general basketball standpoint, especially with no Dame in all likelihood. But yeah, my instinct was the same as yours. Like, why is Orlando laying 7 to anyone? But again, by virtue of the rest of the East being terrible, they're kind of in the driver's seat in that 7th seed right now. So let's see if we can make heads or tails of this next game. The Utah Jazz in Cleveland to take on the Cavaliers. The Jazz are 8.5-point favorites here. Again, this is being recorded Sunday night, so not every odds maker book has lines out on this one, but I'm seeing a few here, and the line right opening line is 8.5 in favor of the Jazz, over under 219. Cleveland's been dealing with some random injuries. Drummond's back, but there was no Tristan Thompson. Garland was out, Dante Exum, but that doesn't really count. And in the meantime, Utah is having all sorts of lineup issues and just kind of all over the map. I'm not sure if Mike Conley's coming or going. Joe Ingles seems to be glued to the bench now. Offense has kind of been, fairly stagnant, I guess. Not really a whole lot to really get excited about this Jazz team as they've watched the Rockets surge past them in the standings. And now there's a giant logjam for the 5th seed out west. The Thunder are only half game back, and the Mavericks are only one game back. So the Jazz really have to look out over their shoulders. But is that 8.5 kind of too much for the Jazz team that's really just kind of been flailing a bunch offensively? What do you think?
Yeah, so not a huge fan of this Utah team in general. Haven't really been since last year either, when they were going on that big 16-17 game winning streak. I thought it was a little overrated as well. I'm looking at the Cleveland Cavaliers here with the 8.5, and hopefully the public bets it up a little bit more. You're going to grab the Cleveland Cavaliers 9.5 by tomorrow. I'm gonna gamble here. I'm going to take the dice. I'm going to do the poop emoji, and I'm going to ride or die with the Cleveland Cavaliers plus 8.5.
The poop emoji. Dude, the Ira's the king of emojis. He's the king of the live line. He's the king of poop emojis and other random emojis. I like the Cleveland play just because I was saying that the Jazz have been kind of anemic offensively. They've been even worse defensively. No team worse in the NBA than the Utah Jazz in defensive rating over their last 5 games.
All I know, Josh, and I don't mean to cut you off, is Who's not a fan of the poop emoji? Okay. Anybody who's a teenager is a fan of the poop emoji. And anybody who is over the age of 35, that's probably a male, is probably also a fan of the poop emoji. So all I got to say is let's poop emoji this and let's ride with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
You really like, you don't need to defend the poop emoji to me. Like that's, yeah, I'm pretty sure you don't need to defend the poop emoji to the hoopballers out there either. So yes, we'll be sure to kind of post this to Twitter with a whole bunch of giant poop emojis, especially for a Utah Cleveland game. No worries there. The next game that we have that currently has a line attached to it right now are the Memphis Grizzlies in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. The Hawks are two and a half point favorites in this one. Which is kind of wild when you think about it. Over-under, sorry, is 239.5, kind of a big line there. It's kind of wild to think that the Hawks are favored in this game, but the Hawks have been playing tough. They're actually a 500 team in their last 10. They've won two in a row, and the Grizzlies have been floundering a bit. They're not, you know, that last spot in the West, the Pelicans are coming and they're coming hard. So, you know, they need to get their act together, but the Hawks have been tough and they've been playing some pretty decent ball as of late. I mean, granted the season's kind of lost, but they put up some points. Now, granted they've beaten the likes of the Nets and everyone's beating the Nets. They've beaten the Blazers. And again, everyone's beating the Blazers. But they've got some solid wins on their home court as of late, against the Mavericks as well, against the Heat. Some losses mixed in, but hey, they're playing tough on their home court, and as long as Trae Young suits up, they're going to be a tough out. But should they be favorites in this game, Ira? What do you think?
Yeah, I think they should probably be a one-point favorite or a pick here in this one. I think the line's a little bit inflated. I'm going to go ahead and ride with the Memphis Grizzlies here, plus 2.5. And man, this over-under seems like a big number. So just based on the number, I know Trey can put the ball in the basket. I know Ja could push the pace. But at the end of the day, 240 is a big, big, big number. And I'm going to go ahead and ride the under here just purely based on, man, it's not over until it's over. And it is going to be hard to get there. So I'm going to ride the under in this one. And I'm also going to ride with the Memphis Grizzlies. Everyone knows how much I like the Memphis Grizzlies. I think they come back. They bounce back after having a really tough schedule. And they'll have a tough schedule the rest of the way as well. But I think the Memphis Grizzlies get an easy win here. I think they win by 5 or more. I'm taking the Memphis Grizzlies plus 2.5. I'm going to sprinkle a little bit on the money line as well. And that's what I got to say about that. What are your thoughts here with my analysis there?
I like the Grizzlies play. One thing that I will kind of caution, though, you know, the play that I like is the under. That's the play that I like. The Hawks are fourth in the NBA in offensive rating over their last 5 games, and obviously they're going to play fast. They can score, and Trae Young's been fantastic. The other end of the spectrum is that the Grizzlies are 28th in the NBA. In offensive rating over the last 5 games. They've been struggling. They've got a minus 10 net rating over the last 5. So while I like the game, I like the lean towards Memphis as a dog, I like the underplay a lot more. The Grizzlies' pace has kind of slowed over time. The Hawks still play fast and score, but I think there's going to be a little bit of cancel out just by the way Memphis has been playing. Obviously, losing guys like Jaren Jackson and Brandon Clark really hurt. And so I don't think it's going to be as big of like a scoring bonanza as people think it will be. So I'm with you. I would lean right now on the Grizzlies getting the points, but I do like the under in this game for sure.
Yeah, and every time I like an under in the game, I got to sing my favorite song, and that's a SpongeBob song. Who lives in the ocean under the sea? Memphis Grizzlies. All right, we're going to play the under here in this one.
Thank you for that. I don't even – how do I pick that up? He lives in a pineapple, though.
He does. Sorry,
he lives in a pineapple.
That's what I meant. He lives in a pineapple under the sea, and that is the Memphis Grizzlies. They live in a pineapple under the sea. You never know if the pineapple is going to be good or not, and that is why I'm taking the under in this one. Pineapple. Sorry, guys. It's a little late here on a Sunday night. I've had a couple glasses of wine.
It's all right.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Just
footballers.
Yeah, just go to YouTube, watch a little SpongeBob intro, and just bet the under. Just listen to me here.
Just bet the under. Yes.
Don't even sweat it. Even though I hate rooting for turnovers and 24-second shot clock violations and whatnot, I think we got to go under here.
You'll forgive us, and just if we reserve the right to change our mind after wine.
Absolutely.
And we will do so on Twitter. Just in
absolutely.
Case.
Absolutely. Yeah, when I sober up, it could be a different story tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. Make sure that you reach out to @IraSilverMagic and tell him that his SpongeBob theme lyrics are god awful, and he needs to get it together, especially if he's going to play that into a betting pot.
Hey, you know what? We got to make it fun for everybody, right? So I think I'm going to go with the meme of SpongeBob tomorrow.
Let's do it. All right. The next three games right now, because it's Sunday night, we don't have lines to them right now. I think a lot of these guys, there's random injury news, a few other items that might factor into these things. So we'll wait and see what happens. And again, we'll post these to Twitter when we see some lines. But the first game we'll talk about are the Milwaukee Bucks in Miami to take on Ira Silver and his newfound Heat team.
Welcome to Miami.
Yes.
I got theme songs for every game, baby. Let's go.
The Bucks, I would imagine, might be a slight favorite here. The Heat, though, have been monsters at home throughout the season. They've got 25-4 on their home court, straight up 19-10 against the spread on the season. But the Bucks are the Bucks. The only thing that might kind of tilt this a little bit is that Chris Middleton has been out for the Bucks, and the Bucks are also on a back to back. They were just in Charlotte, having beaten the Hornets kind of handily. Like Giannis pretty much played that game 1-on-5 and still beat the Hornets, which was pretty friggin' remarkable. But any initial thoughts on the Bucks Heat game, Ira? What do you got for me?
Well, now it's my hometown team, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I need you to start showing up in like the pink jersey now.
And blue jersey. You got it.
Yes.
I'm available. Listen, at the end of the day, Bucks are a great team. If Chris Middleton doesn't play, which I don't think he will be, I'm looking here. I think that the Bucks are going to be a slight favorite as well. I think the Bucks are going to be about a 2-point favorite in this one, if I had to make a guess here Sunday night before the lines come out. But just let's party on South Beach Monday night. Let's go.
Let's
Miami Heat for the win. I think it'll be about a plus 115, plus 120. Give me all that money and let's roll it and let's get the victory for South Beach.
Wow. Oh, man. Are you like – wow.
I'm feeling frisky. I'm feeling frisky.
Well, you should feel better because Miami is the number two offensive-rated team over their last five. So that's no joke. They've been playing lousy defense, but they've been scoring the ball at will. So you might be onto something there, sir. The only problem is they're up against the number one defensive team in the Milwaukee Bucks.
That's okay. Maybe they get to Miami. Maybe they go out. Maybe they hang out on the beach tomorrow. It's a back-to-back, and maybe they go on the beach tomorrow. They get a little sunstroke. Who knows? Miami guys are used to it. Maybe they're looking forward to their bottle service at Live and 11. I don't know. All I'm saying is give me the Miami Heat because the Bucks cannot compete.
Wow. Ira's all in. I love it. All in.
I'm on one right now. Sorry, guys.
Ira's on tilt. This is great. You're getting a tilt podcast tonight, Hoopballers. This is fantastic. I'm just going to keep rolling here. Dallas, the Mavericks in Chicago to take on the Bulls. This one has no line also because our our pudgy little he's not little, he's our
you talk about Luca, are you calling Luca pudgy?
He's got like that like baby fat to him.
How did I know you were talking about Luca? Don't disrespect my guy. That's my guy right there.
I was gonna say, like, he's like an adorable pudgy little baby. He's like I wanna like just cuddle him.
That's a little weird, but he looks like he might be having his bar mitzvah tomorrow. I'll tell you that.
Well, that was my point, is that, like, he has a little, like, the baby fat on him. He's adorable. Yeah, I want to, like, raise him in a chair and, like, you know, say l'chaim. we should bar mitzvah Luka Doncic on a pod.
We should. We should. Absolutely.
In any case, Luka, will in all likelihood be questionable in this game. He was out on Sunday. So this is another back-to-back situation for the Mavericks. And Doncic will in all likelihood be questionable. He's dealing with a sprained thumb. The Bulls, on the other hand, are getting back Wendell Carter Jr. So I'm sure that kind of will play into things a bit. Like, that whole team is always just probable. Everyone's got a P tag next to him. Markkanen remains out as well, but Carter should be back, and the Bulls are a bit of a disaster. So I'd imagine that this line, and by the way, the Mavericks are absolute road warriors this year. They're 24-10 straight up on the road and 21-8-2 against the spread. So I would imagine the line's going to probably be in, what do you think, like 7 or 8?
Man, I think you're completely wrong. I think it's going to be the Magic -2.5 or -3. I'm sorry. Mavs. We're talking about the wrong team here. Mavs. I meant the Mavs. Sorry, guys. It's a little late here. Yeah. I feel like I'm still jet lagged. I've been here for a week. I feel like I'm still jet lagged. I feel like the Mavs are only going to be a short road favorite here in this one. I don't think it's going to be a huge number. Especially with Luka being questionable, and it's a back-to-back situation here. I did have the Mavs. I didn't tweet it out, but I did have the Mavs tonight -7 against Minnesota. So definitely, cash some shekels on that one. But I think it's going to be a short road favorite here in this one. I think the Mavs, not the Magic, the Mavs are going to be about a let's call it 3-point favorite here in this one. I'm riding. What?
Then are you pounding that line then if that comes out that short? I'm surprised that you think it's going to be that close.
Yeah. If it's 3, 3.5, give me all the Mavericks.
Yeah,
that you can. Give me all the Mavericks you can. We all know that, you know, Chicago, it's a financial city. Mark Cuban might be in attendance. Give me the Mavs. -3.5, if that's the number. Who knows? Even if it's -5.5, I'll probably still take the Mavs in that one. But I don't think it's going to be 7.5. I think that's a really, really big number. I think, as you can see, they played the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight, and that number was only 6.5, 7. So I think it's going to be probably in the range of about somewhere between 3.5 and 5, factoring in the back-to-back. Give me Dallas Mavericks. Give me Kristaps Porzingis. Give me Seth Curry. Give me Tim Hardaway Jr. And let's go Dallas Mavericks wearing the hats.
I'm just trying to, like, see if there's a challenge out there, you know, just to see if this will end up getting swayed at all as the day progresses tomorrow, just because the Bulls are 1-9 in their last 10. So I'm just like, I would just be shocked. I would just be shocked if the line was that close. But hey, what do I? I don't know anything. You're the expert.
Nah, I don't know anything, man. Come on.
Yeah, neither one of us do. We're winging it here.
We're just having a good time.
We're having a good time tonight. Let's wrap this bad boy up. We need to wrap this bad boy up.
Past your bedtime?
My kids are asleep. I can't wait to go to sleep, dude. I feel like the hamster wheel continues on. Once we're done here, I'm putting myself to bed. I got to bang out a column for the mothership, hoop-ball.com. And then I got to wake up tomorrow and do it all over again, baby.
Hey, man, that's the life we signed up for. Exactly. And that's what it is, you know?
It's what it is, man. But we'll keep, you know, still have some time to banter on Twitter, throw some money down.
Why not? Matters.
The little escapes, right?
Exactly.
The little escapes. Let's wrap this up. We've got the Indiana Pacers in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. I think LaMarcus Aldridge is on the fence here. He's missed the last few here, and I think he's got a doubtful tag because of his shoulder injury. Not really sure when he's going to return. Jakob Poeltl is out as well.
Is that how you pronounce his name?
Poeltl? Yes. Poeltl.
Huh.
Poeltl. Poeltl or Poeltl?
I think it's Poeltl, but Poeltl. I don't know. What am I? I don't know anything.
Dude, you got to know something, man. You got to know something.
God.
I think you know how to pronounce his name. That's why I think you know.
No, I don't know anything. I just know that making the move to Florida was a good decision.
It was a good decision.
I know nothing.
You sound a lot happier. I'm going to give you that much.
Hey, man, it could be the wine, but, man, living on the beach, you can't beat it.
You sound a lot happier.
Thanks, Josh.
We're 20 minutes into this pod, and I'm like, you know, this is a different Ira.
Hey, man.
Not that you weren't great in the mornings, but it was just kind of like, you know, West Coast, we were recording early, and you're always like, oh, man, I'm up, I'm tired. Let's just do this. Now here you are. You're full of life, man.
You know, every time we got together before, Josh, it was like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. I'm not a morning guy. I'm a night owl. So for me to record at night or later in the day, which is nice on the East Coast, it's hard to watch sports if you're watching West Coast teams, let me tell you that, because I'm a hockey guy, big fan of the LA Kings, even though don't generally bet on or against them. I try to not really play that. But just, you know, I like watching it, and it's hard, man. It's hard. I'm falling asleep by 11 o'clock. I maybe get the first period in, and that's about it. But loving it, loving life, and I'm just happy that we're back together, man.
It's been a while. It's been like a good couple of weeks since we got the pod going together. This has been long overdue, for sure.
Absolutely.
Do you have an opinion on this game? The Pacers.
I don't even know what game you're talking about.
The Pacers and Spurs, man.
The Pacers, and we went on a tangent there. I'm just kidding. I know what game we're talking about. Man, I think the Pacers here are going to be a short road favorite. I think they're going to be a favorite by 2.5-3 points here. Maybe 3.5, something like that. We don't have a line yet on the game, unfortunately, because we are recording this Sunday evening due to some scheduling. But I haven't really liked the way the Pacers have been playing lately. But if LaMarcus Aldridge isn't playing, I gotta side with the Indiana Pacers here. It's just hard for me to bet against them if LA is not playing. What do you think here?
Pacers have won 3 in a row. I mean, I guess it's not, and they're not really playing great competition. They've beaten the Hornets, Blazers, and Cavs, and they've gotten shellacked by like some of the better teams. But I wouldn't call the Spurs one of the league's better teams. So if I had to put a lean anywhere, the Spurs have just, you know, they haven't been good. I feel like this is the beginning of the end for these guys.
That's fine, because they've won. They've been there. They've done it.
They've been there and done it. I'm just saying, for the purposes of this game, though, they feel like a lifeless team. And I just, you know, without Aldridge, I just don't know who's, I don't know who's matching up against Sabonis over there. They're down two bigs in this one. Give me the Pacers.
Whoa. Yeah, but we don't know what the line is, but.
No, you're right.
Are you taking the Pacers at 6.5? What are you doing?
No.
Or are you only taking them if it's 3.5?
You assumed it was like going to be 2.5-3. If that's the case, then yeah.
No. Let's just call it 3.5. Let's be safe. You taking it at 3.5?
Yeah, I'll lean Pacers 3.5.
All right. Guys, we got to lean out of Josh. Look at that. I think that, yeah, it's 3.5. If it is higher, I just, you know, if LaMarcus isn't playing, I think you got to take the Pacers and just roll with it.
So why are you yelling at me? I'm not yelling at you.
I'm just giving you a little Jewish guilt, man. What do you want?
I know that, but you're like, whoa, Pacers? Well, what if it's like 7? And now, like, you're halfway between, like, 3.5 and 7. You're like, yeah, give me the Pacers. You're giving me endless guff. Come on, man.
I don't know. It's Sunday night. It's been a long week. It's been a weekend. Who knows, man? I think that if the line is around 3.5, 4, you got to take the Pacers. If it's going to be in the 7.5, 8 range, which it very well could be if LA is not playing, which I don't know if he will, but it definitely, you know, the Spurs, let me just put this side note. I've been looking to bet on the Spurs when they're home dogs of more than around 6, 6.5. And it's worked out so far for me this year, but it's really tough. If LA is not playing, they lose a lot of their offensive firepower, and they lose a lot of their nucleus there. So it's going to be really hard for me to bet on the Spurs here in this situation. So Josh, I'll end it with that. I feel like that was the last game we were supposed to talk about. Give me the Pacers -3, -4, -5, or -6.
Somewhere around there. Just something one last, like that. One last anecdote. Whatever the over-under is, the Spurs and Pacers offensively in their last 5 are 26th and 27th in the league. So whatever the over-under is, chances are the under is going to be very much in play.
Guys, there's nothing like sweating unders in the NBA. Yeah. Let's get it. You don't get a bigger high than that, okay? So if you want a little fun and you want a little action, only if you're over 21, pull mm-hmm. out a Bud Light or whatever your drink of choice is.
Or red wine like your Ira.
Yeah. Or red wine. I'm a Malbec or a Bordeaux guy. Pull that out, put the game on, and just, you know, pinch your skin, and hopefully there's not a lot of shots made in that one.
And do it at mybookie.ag.
And use the promo code today.
TODAY. That's the word today. Not like today, Sunday night, into Monday when you're listening to this. It's the word today. TODAY. Mybookie.ag. Get 50% match on your initial deposit up to $1,000. Oh, man. Dan's going to kill us.
Totally. But we had a lot of fun together. I feel like we just love to bring it. We love that. We just love pushing, you know, like just getting after it.
We just got to do this in the mornings though, man. Because like, dude, this is like, it's just falling apart on a Sunday night.
It's just delirium out there. We're
two old Jewish men who like are just beat up after the week. You moved. I've got a family like that have just been climbing on top of me for the past like 24 hours.
I hear you. My sister's about to give birth. I went to synagogue. I'm eating herring and drinking whiskey. Who knows what's going on over the weekend? All I know is I'm ready for Monday and I'm ready to release this podcast. And dude, I can't wait for the next one with you.
I can't wait either. Dude, we're going to be really close to March Madness and the conference tournaments at that point. I know Devin's all pumped up about like March Madness. And also, we're going to be talking baseball. Are we doing that fantasy league?
Heck yeah.
What's going on with that?
Hey, listen, any listeners out there that want some easy money, we got a fantasy baseball league. We're going to do a season-long league. We got me, we got Devin, we got Josh, we got Mo, who's been a guest on this show. And we're just looking for we got another couple people that are in the league. We're looking for a couple other people that just want to hang out, just want to banter with us, want to play a little baseball. I really don't know much about baseball until the season gets rolling because I'm bored because there's really like basketball's coming to an end and hockey's coming to an end. And especially during the summertime, I got to bet on something. So if you want to be a part of this league, reach out to us on Twitter, DM us. I'm at Ira Silver Magic. Josh is at Josh Millman. And we are at Hoopball Gaming. DM us on any of those three platforms. Reach out to Devin. He's at DALE007. DM us. Let us know if you want to be a part of our fantasy baseball league. It's easy money, at least from my standpoint. I can barely name 12 players in the league. But we're going to have a good time doing it. And that's what I got to say.
Let's put a bow on this before it descends any further. Good night, Hoopballers. Thank you, Ira. Thank you, Hoopballers, for putting up with us. Enjoy the games on Monday. We will be back again. Again, check us out at Hoopball Gaming, hoop-ball.com. Thanks, Hoopballers. We'll talk to you again soon.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.